King County's homeless population jumped 21% over the last year. That's according to a recent one-night count. University of Washington graduate Eddie Wang says he doesn't have a solution to homelessness, but he did launch an ambitious project to help. And the goal is to get a sleeping bag into the hands of every homeless person in King County. He met up with KUOW's David Hyde in the University District to talk about why he's doing this.
It seemed like a really tangible, easy way to meet someone in a place of need, particularly for the winter.
Was there a moment where the idea came to you that this is what you wanted to do?
For me, it was progressive. It started 6 years ago with just going out and meeting one person on the streets and asking them about their life. And yeah, that turned into volunteering with homeless shelters, inviting people back to my home just to share a meal with, and seeing sleeping bags as a legitimate need. And so I think it came out of just a place of just ongoing relationship.
What kind of a reaction do you get from the people that you're giving sleeping bags to?
So by and large, the reaction has just been overwhelming gratitude. I've had people actually come back and give me just, homeless people, give me a dollar or two, what little they had to pay it forward so that someone else could have that same blessing. So, yeah, I know that people are benefiting this because it's, you know, the homeless people themselves express that and they're even willing to sow into it.
You know, some people might be thinking to themselves, this is great. It's getting to be that time of year where people need sleeping bags. It's getting a little bit colder out. But at the same time, it seems like kind of a band-aid that there's a bigger problem of homelessness that's not getting solved here. I'm sure you've thought about that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the question I would ask is, you know, how many people in your homes right now, like, actually have band-aids lying around? It's, you know, we need short-term solutions and we need long-term solutions, and sleeping bags are a short-term solution, but for a problem as big as homelessness, we have to be willing to face it on all fronts.
What's the long-term goal here just with the sleeping bags?
So long-term goal for Sleeps in Seattle this winter is to be able to meet the needs of every homeless person in King County and keep them warm at the very least for the winter. So that's 3,800 people. So we're raising money to purchase and distribute 4,000 sleeping bags and winter care packages with, you know, socks, fleece, hats, and gloves to every single person that we can find in need.
And we've already encountered people that don't have sleeping bags that are out here. How do you know when you've accomplished your goal? You've got a number in your head, but it seems like there's just a lot of people out here without sleeping bags, without a place to sleep.
For Sleeps in Seattle, we'd love to see people just empowered to do their small part, whatever it might be, just meeting someone in need, buying them a cup of coffee, just taking a step out of their comfort zone, just to actually just befriend someone who may be nothing like them. But, you know, I think out of relationship, there's power in that. Because when I talk to people on the streets, the one common denominator is that every single person comes with broken relationships. No one winds up on the street, you know, with a really healthy family. To be able to empower people to see that they can make a difference just by meeting someone in need, befriending them, buying them a cup of coffee, I think there's just tremendous power in that.
Why is the relationship piece of this so important to you?
Yeah, as I've talked to people on the streets and the homeless people, there's a tremendous need for people that'll come alongside them to encourage them, to be with them. There's a lot of just negative influences, you know, on the streets, drug addiction, various things. And so for people to have friends in their lives that can speak into their lives from a really positive perspective is just a really encouraging, beneficial thing.
Have you seen results from that personally where you felt like maybe you made a difference by making that connection?
Yeah, I mean, these are the stories that no one ever hears about. Just, you know, the people that, you know, in the past have invited them over for dinner and just spent time with them. And, you know, one of these guys is now, you know, living, you know, at a church, has a steady job, and he's just working his way off the streets. Yeah, I think these things happen over time. They think these things happen in the context of relationships. And, you know, I don't have the solution to end homelessness in King County, but I just know that I have the capacity to do one small part, and I think we all do.
That's Eddie Wang talking to KUOW's David Hyde. His project to get sleeping bags to homeless people is called Sleepless in Seattle. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.